Now, an Al-Qaeda militant group in Iraq has claimed responsibility for the wave of the bombings in central Iraq, which left up to 60 people dead. Although the authenticity of the group's online statement is yet to be verified. They are called the Islamic State of Iraq, though, who apparently say Tuesday's attacks were just the first in response to Justice Minister Hassan al-Shamari's comments. Al-Shamari earlier pledged to speed up the executions of terrorists after his office building was attacked last week. Now, Tuesday's bombings mainly struck Shiite areas in Baghdad and nearby towns. On top of the 60 or so deaths, more than 200 others have also been injured. The attacks, of course, fell on the eve of the 10th anniversary of the US-led invasion which ousted Saddam Hussein, and today marks that anniversary. But people on the streets of Iraq say they've seen little change in a decade since the war began.
Honestly, it's all the same. All we want is security. Things aren't bad, but we do need security for our children. Nothing more, nothing less. The situation changes from time to time. Sometimes it's safe, and we say there's nothing to worry about. Then sometimes it isn't safe. It's difficult.
10 years have passed, and I still have no proper home, no public services, no electricity, no running water, no education for our children, no schools. All I've got is the house you see here. I built it from mud.
Now, the U.S. government, meanwhile, have commemorated the 10th anniversary, with the White House saying President Barack Obama cherishes the memory of the nearly 4,500 American troops that were killed in Iraq. For more on the situation in Iraq and the Middle East, we spoke earlier with Li Guofu, Senior Research Fellow at the China Institute of International Studies.
So most important thing for Iraq today is, you know, people did not have a secure life. They could not live in the peace.
How can this security situation and the cultural divides you talk about in Iraq, how can these be solved then?
I think, you know, the problem is, I personally believe, may have something to do with the makeup of Iraqi population. We know that Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. And before the war, the Iraqi was dominated by the Sunnis. And the war itself not only overthrew Saddam's rule, but also and introduced American democracy, one man, one vote. That guarantee the majority of Shiites to be the dominant political forces. After the war, especially the Reconstruction period, the Sunnis are not very satisfied by, you know, the current status. They claim that the Shia-led government has politically persecuted against them. They have been marginalized. Some of the extremists take some actions, even some, you know, very, very extremely actions, which has created the new phenomena which people said created fault lines along sectarian and also ethnic tensions. And this is a new phenomena. This is something which the people did not hear or did not got any experience before the war. So I think, you know, despite some changes, especially, I think, you know, for example, the oil production has reached the highest in last maybe 20 years. And the Iraqi has become second largest oil producer in the OPEC. And some areas has some a very, very fast economic development. The people actually did not benefit from, you know, these developments.
Can the Iraqi government manage to do this without U.S. influence, or do they still need a foreign presence there?
I'm very sorry to say, and it seems that the current government and were not in a kind of a position to build what we call the common identities. Because, you know, the Sunnis, the main aim at this moment is try to overthrow the current Shia-led, you know, the government. Their excuse in the current government is a kind of a substitute to the former strongmen. And also some other people, for example, the Kurds, and also some political forces, even within the Shia communities, they are not very satisfied with the current, you know, government. So it will be very, very hard, you know, for the current government to build that kind of national common identity.
Li Guofu there, the senior research fellow at the China Institute of International Studies.